Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, so USA Today is out with their power rankings for the NFL.
Yeah.
You care to guess where the Kansas City Chiefs fall in the top 32 teams in the NFL?
Seventh.
Lower.
Ooh, 10th?
Exactly right.
Ooh.
Up from 14th. They write, talented older teams, 6 days removed from the banana peel against an upstart, apparently respond with a crisp effort. Four TDs, no penalties, no turnovers against a fellow league power. And reinforcements are on the way now that Rashee Rice's suspension has been served. The Detroit Lions, who the Chiefs beat, fell from number one to number 11. Man, the Bengals are now 25th. Care to guess the top three? By the way, the Buffalo Bills are number 7, down from 2. Philadelphia is number 8, down from 3.
Eagles?
I just said the Eagles are number 8, down from 3.
If they're not in the top 3, then I don't know. I would have guessed they were in the top 3.
No.
Not Cincinnati, not Dallas. Who have I picked?
Cincinnati's number 25.
Yeah. Browns are really bad. Denver?
Nope.
Jinx, show me a Coke.
Number 3 is the LA Rams.
Okay.
Number 2 is the Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Up from 5. And number 1, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What?
Rounding out the world's weirdest season in the NFL.
Really, it really is so far.
Say that 5 times fast.
The world's weirdest season so far.
Okay,
a third of the way through.
Third of the way through. I know that you watched all the football over the weekend, correct?
I didn't watch all of it. I watched a lot of it.
And
yeah.
We've probably talked about the jerk that gave Juju Smith-Schuster a bloody nose and
Brian
also dissed
Branch.
Patrick Mahomes and refused to shake his hand.
Okay. He's been suspended for one game.
Horrible behavior.
Surprised they didn't give him time served.
Sam, I thought it would be more than a one-game suspension.
Well, that was the joke that I was making.
I know. Didn't you think it would be more than that?
No. It was a bit of a tussle.
Because the guy that spit in Dak Prescott's face got time served so that he could play on the Eagles against the
playing.
Chiefs. Fixes in.
Well, there's also reason to believe that Dak Prescott spat first.
Well, he did.
Could we also talk about our Hollywood Brown, who did an interview after the game?
Yeah, let's talk about
Monday
that.
Night, and is grabbing headlines. You know, it's not my thing. It, you know, he wears. I don't know how this works, Sam.
Of? It's a full grill.
His diamond teeth were on full display.
Yes.
For the world to see. They are all diamond encrusted now.
It is a gold underlay with diamonds on top. They aren't permanent. They pop in and out.
Okay. That was my question. Can you remove them for like family picture day?
Yeah,
you know.
They pop in and out like dentures.
But they cover his teeth. They're like an overlay.
Correct.
Okay.
Like a mouth guard of sorts.
So how much are they?
Much.
Just tell me right now, how much are they?
Here is the story from the Kansas City Star. Taylor Swift's engagement ring is not the only impressive jewelry at the Chiefs game on Sunday night. When Hollywood Brown scored 2 touchdowns, he flashed the blingiest jewelry in the stadium, his teeth. NBC Sunday Night Football cameras caught a close-up of Brown after one of his touchdowns against Detroit. As he celebrated, Brown pointed excitedly to his diamond-coated teeth. Fans?
They glow. You can see them from space. Look at that.
Fans got a closer look when he removed his helmet for a post-game interview with NBC. Blinding, bling, 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 they write at the Kansas City Star. One fan on Twitter wondered jokingly whether his grills, or grills with a Z, were more than his contract.
Yes, it is with a Z, by the way, if you are spelling grills appropriately.
I've never needed to spell grills, but how much?
Oh.
They're real. I assume cheap. They're real diamonds.
Well, if they are real diamonds, you wonder why some athletes end up broke after their career.
I have so many questions about this.
What a waste of money.
Is there anything different than that and a traditional crown? I mean, do you still eat with them? Do you still?
No. You take them off.
Okay.
I mean, would you want to lose a diamond and have to find it? You know what I mean?
Then you're taking it off. And so what? I don't know.
Anywhere from $9,000 to $18,000.
Okay.
That was $9,000, not $9.
Cheaper than I thought you would say.
The Star has a different opinion from you, Sam. They write, while we don't know what Brown splurged for his grills can cost anywhere from $100 to $35,000.
Xavier Worthy also has them.
The 100 would very obviously be fake diamonds.
Yeah, that would be like cubic zirconia.
Right.
And they could be very small diamonds.
Yeah.
They're not like your regular engagement ring diamond plastered on.
Lux Grills, by the way, a jewelry store in Los Angeles. Like no, you cannot get a Traeger there. Is known for working with NFL players. They estimate that the diamond grills worn by Lamar Jackson, which appear similar, are $20,000 or higher.
Great question from the text line. Is this your guys' first time hearing about grills?
No, it's not my first time hearing
about 2000s.
I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. Front and center there during. Look, even the NFL tweeted about it.
Now the
because
newer
you
trend.
You can't ignore it because it's like, oh wow, it's like front row Amy. There it is.
It seemed to be tastefully done.
The newer trend.
Tastefully? Get out.
The newer trend is what, Sam?
That you'll see a lot of ladies do is they will literally get small diamonds glued to their canines.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And those you eat with because they're glued on.
Okay.
I don't know where that trend started or even why it started, but it was huge for 5, 6, 7
All
years.
Right. Travis Walker just texted us and said Jamar Chase from the Bengals spent $50,000 on his grills.
Hey, you got the money.
You're not going to have it for long if you keep wasting it on stupid stuff like that.
Well, it's the price of a car, actually a modest car nowadays. So instead of a car, you get the grills.
You're justifying this?
And yes, text line, it would impact his speech abilities.
Well, of course it would.
Theoretically.
It would be like if you were wearing, it would be like if you were wearing braces. It's going to change your face shape and the way you enunciate words. Of course it is.
A special throw.
Okay, stop it.
It does give you a lisp. I'm not making that up.
Speaking of women and speaking of diamonds, I am so...
You know what my favorite band is?
Stop it. I am so glad...
Thin Lithy.
That this story was in my stack yesterday, and Scott did not get to it because I want to spend this whole hour talking about it. I hate...
Do you think he has to take those out before he gives his girlfriend a kiss?
Okay. You know I hate...
Stop it.
Okay.
Reality TV. Like, I despise reality TV. A Real Housewives star, and if there's a lower common denominator than the Real Housewives, if you're like ranking how bad reality TV is, Real Housewives is down there. I digress. She and her husband have been charged.
Oh, we talked about this yesterday.
With fraudulently reporting, oops, I can't find my diamond ring.
I didn't ignore all of your stories, just most of them.
Oh my gosh, you guys. She is 40 years old. She has been indicted on 7 counts of insurance fraud, 8 counts of conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and 1 count of false statements to a police officer. She was one of the main cast members in one of the Real Housewives. I don't know which one. Potomac? I don't even know.
She was in Potomac.
Whatever.
That is correct.
He has been indicted on 9 counts of insurance fraud, 8 counts of conspiracy, and also false statement to a police officer. Here's what happened. apparently in 2024, they reported that they had been burglarized. And lo and behold, we cannot find all of our jewelry. It has been stolen. And if you are an insurance fraud investigator, please call in. I am so fascinated by that whole job description, Scott, because I think this happens more than we think. Money gets a little tight.
I think it happens a lot.
You have spent too much money on cars or whatever you're spending your money on, and then all of a sudden you think, well, what if we just say all of our jewelry's been stolen?
Can we, before we continue on with this story, mm-hmm. and if you want to make a topic out of it, that's fine.
Oh,
we did breach it yesterday. Can we stop calling anybody who is on a reality TV show
a star,
especially the Real Housewives of fill in the blank? Can we stop calling them stars?
Yes.
If they were on my computer screen right in front of me and you said, Scott, you either tell me who this woman is or you die in 5 minutes, I will be dead
in
5 minutes.
You'd be dead.
If I pass them on the street, I would have no idea who they are. They are worthless. They are. They are just, they're not good people.
Well, you would know who they are in a sense because you'd look at them and be like, wow, that person's stuck up.
Yes.
They would stand out.
You know who's happy about all of this, the indictments and all of
this? The Real Housewives people?
The tabloids and the producers of
But what
this
does that say about us as a country, Dan? I don't know why people watch this stuff. So here's what happened, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. I just want to talk about insurance fraud in general.
Okay.
Sheriff's deputies come out in April of 2024, mm-hmm. and this dingbat and her husband say, we've been robbed. And both closets had been ransacked. Several designer handbags and jewelry had been stolen. And they reported 80 items, luxury goods, clothing, shoes, worth more than $200,000 were taken. Okay?
Okay.
Their alarm system was on, yet strangely, it detected no motion inside the house while they were away.
Huh. Were they even really away?
Yep, three insurance claims were filed. Okay?
Yep.
The sheriff's office then found, this is how stupid these people are, that more than $20,000 in items that were reportedly stolen were actually then returned to the very store where they were purchased for a full refund.
Oh, it's like the guy who stole all the lottery tickets.
Yes.
Can I cash these in?
Here's where the real hilarity of this case comes in, Sam. Not only did they take some of the stuff back, the ring was reported stolen in the burglary, her wedding ring, okay? Then on April 27th, after the reported burglary, she was seen in photographs wearing the same ring on her left finger.
That's bizarre. It just appeared out of nowhere.
How dumb do you have to be?
You have to be really, really dumb.
To fake a burglary and then a handful of days later go out wearing the very piece of jewelry that is purported to have been stolen.
When the contents of your closet are worth $200,000, you're not wondering where your next meal is coming from, so why commit insurance fraud? If you think for one, we're late on the break. If you think for 1 second these insurance companies are not on you like flies on poop.
They know.
Well, and if you've seen a 4-second clip of any of these shows, none of them are Rhodes Scholars.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the USA Today. If you want to recline your seat, if you fly on WestJet, that is a Canadian airline, it's going to cost you now. You'll have to pay if you want to recline your seat.
I know what I'm flying on for the rest of my life.
Hang on. We'll get
and do I get the money if I'm behind the recliner?
No. The Canadian airline, which serves 19 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, destinations worldwide, is getting rid of reclining seats in standard economy on its refreshed Boeing 737 MAX and 737-800 planes. In all, 43 aircraft will be reconfigured, with the first expected to enter service this month, the rest expected to be completed by next year. Okay. It does not say in this story either they buried the lead or they didn't ask or they don't know yet. Reclining seats will, however, be offered in new premium cabins and extended comfort seats within economy on the former all-economy aircraft. I'll tell you this, and I am not a seat recliner because I think it's rude. But we were coming back from Greenville, South Carolina a week and a half ago. I do believe that there needs to be a rule, if not a law, that if you're going to recline your seat, you need to give me a courtesy turnaround and let me know it's coming back. Because I had my table down. I was enjoying some pretzels and a Sprite.
Yeah.
And I was reading a book.
Yeah.
The Jake Tapper book. It's really good.
Was it a kid that came back or
no? It was a young adult. And he didn't just come back. He didn't slide back with grace.
He just go raring back.
He came flying back at about 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Almost put the Sprite in my lap.
I don't do it anymore. I don't recline anymore because I've had too many conversations with people like Sam whose knees are trapped in between those two seats. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get yelled at. I don't want my seat
rude.
Kicked. I just don't recline.
What
are you really getting for the inch and a half that you're reclining back?
That's the exact point that I was about to make. If you can sleep better with a 2-degree recline, what? Nobody can. You're not actually reclining.
By the way, you're going to die laughing. You know, number three took her first trip to Las Vegas this last weekend.
How old is she?
21.
Oh, God.
And they made the very rookie mistake. This is such a rookie mistake of flying back on Monday. You know, Vegas is you get in, you get out. Mm-hmm. 2 days, 3 days, tops. Well, they were like, let's go to Vegas. We'll leave Thursday. We'll come back Monday.
What,
first of all, you have no money. Second of all, you don't understand what Vegas can do to you. So
did they take the pamphlets out on the street for the
Now,
strip
I don't know.
Clubs?
I don't think that they do that anymore. There's actually a lot.
They do. I was there 2 years ago.
There is a lot to do there that isn't just that. I want you to just read. Her flight got delayed. Just read what she wrote to me yesterday afternoon.
She's a little dramatic.
She is my child.
I am fighting for my life in the airport right now. Vegas 1, B, 0. My connecting flight boards while I will still be in the air. I am nervous. I'm going to be stuck in Austin.
Yep.
And I don't know anyone on my flight.
Yep.
Can I continue reading down?
No, that was the part that was germane to this conversation. Vegas 1.
Be nothing.
21-year-olds everywhere, 0. She's back home safe. Flight was delayed. I think she got back at midnight last night. Well, is there anything worse than the flight back from Las Vegas? The answer is no.
No. Especially if you have a connecting. And you always connect somewhere in Texas. I don't know why we can't have directs. I don't know why, but we cannot.
When we come back, I don't know, when was the last time y'all went to a school board meeting? Like that you were so passionate about something that you went to a city council meeting or a school board meeting, and not many people do. I wish they would. It is your right to go to those meetings.
I'm not covering it as a journalist.
No, you just went. Did you go when they were going to shut down the library and you wanted the library to remain open?
So that was a city council meeting.
Yeah.
That was a Roland Park city council meeting. And then the girls wrote letters to the Johnson County Library Board. I still have them.
I love it. So last night, a ton of parents in one district.
By the way, that library is still open.
It is, all because of Maya Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a school board meeting last night. They are furious after the district fired a beloved kindergarten teacher. And we have talked about this before. It is so hard to hire good teachers. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to retain good teachers. You know, the drop-off rate after 2 years is significant.
I'm friends with a gal who has a special needs kid.
Have you read this?
I talked to her about it on the phone today. She said parents down in Blue Valley are livid.
It's a rule that we've talked about before on this program, where if you're a teacher, you're allowed to do certain things. You're not allowed to do certain things. Right. Like back in our day, Scott, we'd get paddled.
This was a 25-year veteran of the school district.
Who did nothing of the sort, by the way. What we'll tell you when we come back what it was she did. And I think 99% of parents are going to go, well, yeah, like, mm-hmm. Why is that a big deal? She was fired for it.
Get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, here we go. From the pages of the Kansas City Star, it is their big headline today. Dozens of Blue Valley School District parents flooded Monday night's school board meeting to support and advocate for a beloved kindergarten teacher who was recently terminated for violating the district's policy around when physical contact with a student is acceptable. Bear with me.
And then we're going to define physical contact.
The story is a little in-depth. In a statement, the Blue Valley School District said it could not share details of the event, confidentiality, dignity, who cares? Concerned parents, though, are talking more openly. Multiple parents telling the Star they believe the violation revolves around Barbara Hart picking up a distressed student in her kindergarten class at Sunset Ridge Elementary to help calm the child down. The outraged parents claim that the policy that Barbara Hart was fired over, which deals with how teachers should intervene in emergency situations, is outdated and does not take into consideration the child's mental health. The district considers contact used to substantially limit a student's movement to be physical restraint.
Of course.
And prohibits such contact except in very specific circumstances.
If a teacher is caught duct taping a child to a chair, this is why that policy is in place. We would all agree, really, regardless of the circumstances, that would not be okay.
And outdated, this is a new policy. It wasn't in place when I was in school.
The policy in question says that district employees are not allowed to physically restrain a student except in emergency situations. Well, define emergency.
If you've got a 6'7" kid putting the whooping on a
teacher,
5'0" kid.
Or another student.
Yeah.
Well, but this
Sam,
was a kindergartner.
We have had other teachers call in and say, if a student is assaulting us, we are not allowed.
Which is garbage.
I don't want to say fight back. They're not allowed to defend themselves.
But if the example that I was bringing up, that there is a fight and it's serious danger for one of the people in the fight, they do have the authority to then step in and physically separate the students.
This teacher, by the way, has been nominated for Kansas Teacher of the Year twice.
Mm-hmm. She has worked at Sunset Ridge for more than 25 years, starting her time there close to when it first opened back in 1989. Your math is wrong, Kansas City Star. That would be 36 years, but whatever. And you're right, Dana. She's been nominated for Teacher of the Year twice, widely adored by students and parents. Okay.
One board member said during the meeting he agreed with parents who are advocating for a policy change. And then let me ask you this, what would that policy change look like? Because did you hear what she did? It's my understanding she just picked him up.
It's my understanding from somebody who has a little bit of inside information on this that the child was having an episode.
Yes.
Okay, clearly.
Absolutely.
And she, I don't want to say hugged him, but just
picked him up,
held him to try to calm him down.
Yes.
And so what's the alternative? If somebody is emotionally distressed, a kindergartner, are you just supposed to look at them until they calm down? Relax.
Yeah.
Why aren't you relaxing?
So do you know, Scott, or can anyone tell us on the text line or otherwise, how it came to be that this became a full-scale thing and a termination? Because to get to this point, did someone have to complain? Did someone have to say, I witnessed this and didn't like it? Did someone have to say?
Well, the story in the Star says that if for any reason a teacher restrains a student, they have to report it. So I'm assuming she obviously restrained this student for how long, we don't know. The story in the Star doesn't go into any detail. But, excuse me. Following protocol, I'm assuming that this teacher, Barbara Hart, by the way, a lot of people at the school board meeting last night were wearing blue Charlie Hustle-like shirts that had BH in the middle instead of KC. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello.
Yes, I think what's happened is your rules, regulations, and absolutes hasn't taken into the fact that they were dealing with a special needs child, and there wasn't any way to adapt to that for the person to be able to handle it quickly and efficiently.
I do believe, Jim, let me interrupt. I do believe you're correct. I believe I've heard that the kindergartner in question was a special needs child. That is correct.
Well, with that, then these rules need to be adapted for handling the special needs child that will be different from the rules that you're doing of don't touch. So every time we try to write a rule that's going to be an absolute, we find that there is some way that this is a gray area, or find that it doesn't apply. But then you apply it and hurt everybody over everything. So I think this needs a lot more study and a lot more talking about. And one of the things that I would be doing would be asking the parents, or asking most generally they have a doctor that says what's right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm. So with that, I would say get to talking, get to asking. And I would reinstate her. At most, I would go for retraining. So take care, my friend.
All right, be well, Jim.
But what they're saying is, because the policy says it this way, it just has to be so.
But Dana,
you can't have a policy that covers every single incident that comes up in a school.
There needs to be a certain level of leeway, for lack of a better phrase. And here's an example. I'm almost done with the zero tolerance policies that we enact in schools, public schools in particular. For example, everybody remembers about 10 years ago, a kid had a Pop-Tart at school.
Yes.
Ate it into the shape of an L.
Yes.
But a teacher interpreted that as the shape of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was expelled, or at least suspended, for a significant amount of time because they chewed their Pop-Tart in the shape of an L, and the teacher interpreted that as a gun. Come on. It is amazing to me that the grown-ups are the ones that need to grow up. There is discretion. Every time a police officer pulls somebody over, they're not required to give them a ticket.
Well, and the problem is, and Jim kind of hinted at it, you have to make absolute rules when there is perceived manipulation of the system in the past. Now, has that happened in Blue Valley? I don't know. But if there was a very blurry line before, and maybe a teacher was doing something wrong in their physical contact with a student, like, I don't know, holding them in a straitjacket position rather than holding them in a coddling position, and they didn't get fired for that, then the school district would be liable for any of the aftermath of it,
but
right?
What if the child is having, and I'm not saying this is the case in this story, but what if the child in the kindergarten class is having an absolute meltdown,
yep,
and putting other students at risk, and the teacher just stands by and goes, well, I'm not trained in special ed. I'm not allowed to coddle this student.
Listen to this sentence from one parent. The policy for Blue Valley is to not touch the child and just let them flounder. Where she, in scooping them up, quote, gave dignity to that child, scooped them up, got them into a safe space where they were not on display for everyone else to mm-hmm. see. Mm-hmm. When a child is scared, they are looking for a trusted adult to give them guidance and sometimes make decisions that ensure their well-being. They call it a compassionate response. why does
how
everything
about appropriate
have,
response?
Appropriate response. Why does everything have to be so black and white? And then we go, God, why can't we keep good teachers?
We have a good teacher in Barbara Hart, by all accounts, 25 years, if not longer, working in the Blue Valley School District.
Probably could have retired by now.
Adored, by the way, by her students.
Yeah.
And then she makes one judgment call and she's canned.
Did anybody ask how the parents of that child felt?
Well, we know how the parents of other children feel because they showed up at the school board meeting last night.
I was the kid having meltdowns in kindergarten, and I guarantee you my teacher took me out into the hallway to calm down, and I mean physically.
Well, and in Texas, you'd be taken out in the hallway and paddled.
Do they still do that in Texas?
Well, I don't know if they still do it. They did it in 1984 because I was out there in the hallway.
Missouri still allows corporal punishment.
913. Well, so does Kansas, but nobody uses it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the phones. Talking about the firing of this very popular kindergarten teacher in Blue Valley who held a student that was having a meltdown, and that apparently goes against the rules. Dawn in Kansas City. Dawn, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I've been a paraprofessional in the Kansas City, Kansas Public School District and private, and I just kind of wanted to comment that every 2 years, we have to go through a training course on how to properly handle those situations. For instance, if we're getting our hair pulled, we're not to remove their hands or fingers, but we pull our hair back to our head, you know, safely so we're not getting hurt. For the student, if they're having the meltdown in the classroom, throwing desks and stuff, the object is to get all of the other students and yourself safely out of the room. You get a hold of the principal or SRO officer to come in. That way you're being protected and the students are being protected too. Unfortunately, only paraprofessionals or the ones that are working with the special needs kids are the ones that are mandatory to do these MANT trainings. But in my opinion, all staff members should be MANT trained.
So if you're getting your hair pulled, you're not allowed. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. You're not allowed to remove their hands from your hair.
Correct. Same with a bite mark. If they are biting my arm,
what?
I would pull my arm closer to their mouth so they are not pulling at my skin to tear it. Those are just two of the incidences that I remember. Yeah, it's sad because you love on these kids and you want to be there for them. But in the middle of it, you're thinking, am I going to lose my job over this? You know,
no, they're going to lose their teeth
and their hair.
All right, be well.
All right, take care.
All right, back to your point, Dana, from the last segment. You wonder why it's so hard to get teachers into that profession.
Yep.
You're not going to pay them for
because
crap.
If you're biting me, I have to lean into the bite.
Well, you don't want them to tear the skin, so you lean into the bite.
If a kid was biting me, oh, I'd lean in, but it wouldn't be to the bite.
Simmer down. Do I get workman's comp?
I'm not a teacher, so if some random kid came up and bit me, I would be removing the child from my arm.
And remember, if they're pulling on your hair, you need to pull your hair closer to your...
Because we wouldn't want to hurt their delicate fingers. You know, come on. Some of this is just silly.
It's embarrassingly dumb.
Is there anything against the rules if they're pulling my hair if I stand straight up?
Yeah, right. you might elevate them off the floor a couple of feet. Sean in Warrensburg. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, as a teacher of 24 years and farmer's insurance, I've seen a thing or two. There's a quote that says the greatest crimes in the world are not committed by people breaking the rules, but by people following the rules. And this is one of those situations where rules are made to protect, but also dumb rules should be made to be broken. What happens in the event of a child needs the Heimlich maneuver? Are you going to go up behind them and grab them and restrain them? Well, you could be fired. As a teacher of 24 years and have taught elementary school as well as high school, middle school, and some college, to the previous caller's point, I can attest that what she is saying regarding the training is true. When being bitten, you are not to pull away. They say you are supposed to push into their mouth, into their teeth, and cause them pain. If they're pulling your hair, you grab their hand, you grab the hair, holding the hair, and, you know, so it protects you. But I've been in between two people trying to fight. I haven't restrained anybody because, you know, I'm a little short on stature, but I don't have any problem stepping between two people and try to separate them that way. But that was when I was younger and dumber. Nowadays, I push my button and I get a hold of the proper authorities and the administration. But this is someone that obviously didn't do it in malice. They didn't have any intent to be, you know, a jerk or pervert or whatever. Grace is needed in this case. And this is someone that, unfortunately, this has made us as educators look foolish, the Kansas City area look foolish, and we need to just reverse course and fix this.
Sean, I've only got 20 seconds, so I need a really quick answer, and I'm being serious, but you're no stranger to this program. Do you ever fear as a teacher that calling in and voicing your opinion, which you do well, can cost you your job?
Yes and no, except the words that I use are very guarded, and I am obviously not from Warrensburg, but I am from the area, and I do have other coworkers who've recognized me, but I take my chances, and I stand on my word, and I stand on faith, and that's all I have.
Good for you, Sean. Good for you.
All right. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in exactly 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.